So today we are going to have communion. One of the things we love about communion, you cannot do communion by yourself. All right? Well, the root word for communion is the community of people, where Jesus said, "Where two or more gathered, I'll be there." And so we're going to do that. But today, before we get to communion, I want to read a story in the Bible. And it's a story that probably all of us are somewhat familiar with. If you've been around sort of a Jesus tradition, a Christian tradition, you've probably heard this story. This story is one of my favorites. It's one of our favorites. But we're going to go through this story, and I want to kind of see if we can maybe look at things. You know, one of the things about Jesus, here's what I love about Jesus' teachings that are so amazing. 2,000 years later, we're still learning new stuff. Right? You'd think after the same book, we'd have it all figured out, but we what? We don't, which makes Jesus so dynamic. Yeah, it's kind of like the Bible. I'll ask you this, what is this Bible look like? You say, well, it's rectangular, right? What if I did it this? Oh, I see it differently. It's a little thinner than it used to be. Or if I did it this way. And it's kind of like Jesus' teaching. We come at it from different perspective, and it just opens our eyes. So if you have a Bible that is rectangular or flat, we're going to start in the Gospel of Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. It is page number 846 in my Bible. Chapter 15. And we are going to start with verse 11. Jesus said, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger of the sons said to the father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me.'